Helmholtz was wonderful to me, Bernard resumed after a little pause. If it hadn't been for him, I should...
Now, now,
Helmholtz protested. There was a silence. In spite of their sadness, because of it even, for their sadness was the symptom of their love for one another, the three young men were happy.
I went to see the controller this morning, said the savage at last.
What for?
To ask if I mightn't go to the islands with you.
And what did he say?
Asked Helmholtz eagerly. The savage shook his head.
He wouldn't let me.
Why not?
He said he wanted to go on with the experiment.
But I'm damned, the savage added with sudden fury. I'm damned if I'll go on being experimented with, not for all the controllers in the world. I shall go away tomorrow too.
But where?
The others asked in unison. The savage shrugged his shoulders.
Anywhere. I don't care, so long as I can be alone.
From Guildford, the downline followed the Wey Valley to Godalming, then over Milford and Whitley, proceeded to Haslemere and on through Petersfield towards Portsmouth. Roughly parallel to it, the upline passed over Warplesdon, Tongham, Puttenham, Elstead and Greyshot. Between the Hog's Back and Hindhead, there were points where the two lines were not more than 6 or 7 kilometres apart. The distance was too small for careless flyers, particularly at night and when they had taken half a gram too much. There had been accidents. Serious ones. It had been decided to deflect the upline a few kilometres to the west. Between Greyshot and Tongham, four abandoned air lighthouses marked the course of the old Portsmouth to London road.